Okay, today is Daf Chav Chet. We're on Chav Zayin number Beis. One, two, three, four lines, and the lines are skinny, where it says Lema Ketanoi. Lema Ketanoi, let's say it's a Machlokas Tanoyim, regarding whether or not you're allowed to have an Eved testify for you. Right. Your own Eved. Lema Ketanoi. Zu Eidus Ish V'Isha. This is the Eidus. Ish, Isha, Tinok, Tinokes, Avia, Ima, Achia, Achosa, all these relatives. Avolo bna, not your son, ubita or your daughter, lo avda ushifchasa, not your servants. V'tanya idach, another brayta said, hakol ne'emanim leheyed, everyone's believed, chutz mehimna ubayla, except for you and your husband, or you and your wife, right? Spouse. Now, dear Rav Papi, dear Rav Ashi, Tanoi, he, according to Rav Papi and Rav Ashi from yesterday, it's for sure machlokas tanoim. Dear Rav Papa, milema tanoi, he, according to Rav Papa, who said, what did Rav Papa say yesterday? What did Papa say yesterday? Remind me. Right, one, right. It was the bride that said that you can. Was someone your husband's shifcha, not yours, your husband's. So mi lema tanoihi amar of Papa kitanya hahi. That bride was talking about the mesiach lefituma, where it wasn't really edus. It was just stam talking. Kihadchi aser of dimi amar of Chanan kartaginya. Mishtai, he said, Maisa, there was a story, Balafne, Reb Shur ben Levi, Vamrla, Reb Shur ben Levi, Mishtai Maisa, or some say, he said the Maisa. Anyway, the Maisa like this, Balafne Rebbe, Ba'adam Echad, they said, Rebbe, they came in front of Rebbe with the following story. Adam, Shaya, Mesiach Lefitumo, there was a guy talking, Mesiach Lefitumo, of Amr, and he said, Anivi Imi Nishbinu, me and my mother were captured, Labain of the Kochavim, by the Goyim, Yatzati Lashomayim, Daiti Alibi. When I went to get the water, I thought of my mother. Likol Eitim, Daiti Alibi. When I was chopping the wood, my thoughts were my mother. In other words, my mother was not violated. No one touched her ever. Ve'isiya, Rebbe Lakun Alpiv, and Rebbe said, you know what? She can marry a Kohen. Yeah, okay, very good. Next, Mishnah. Amr of Zechariah ben Akitav. Zechariah ben Akitav said, it was during the second Beis HaMikdash, Hamon Hazeh. Not during the second Beis HaMikdash, but he said, Amon Hazeh, I swear by the Beis HaMikdash, by this building, right? Lo Zaza Yad Mitoch Yada Mishah Shenich Nesu Ovdei Kachavim LiYerushalayim V'Ad
Sheyetzu. This is when they besieged the women.
So he swore, no one touched my wife. No, the previous mission yesterday was, what happens when a troop comes into town?
Right?
He said, I swear, no one touched her. Amrulo ain't other made alatzmo. You can't testify about your wife. It's really himself, right? Because if she's mutter to him, then it's about him. Okay. Tana afal pikein. Even though that was true, yached la bayis bechatzero. They lived in the same courtyard, right? Ukishahi yatsa barosh baneha. When she was leaving with the kids, she left first. Ukishahi nichneses. Nichneses besov ponea, and when she returned, she made the kids go first. So she was never going to have an issue of yichud being alone with him in the courtyard. But the kids already hit down the block, and she's still in the courtyard. No, she left first, and when she returned, the kids went in first. So she was never alone. Boy Abaya, mal lasos bekerusha kain. You do the same thing with your divorced wife. You divorce your wife, and then you live together in the same courtyard. You live across the street from each other. You know, next door. Can you do that? So why not? So Hassam over there, Hassam who dibishivuya hikilu, by a case of captured where we don't really know what happened. And not only that, he swears nothing happened. But too bad. So because they live in the same courtyard, they can live next door to each other. Avohachalo. But here, maybe by a Gerusha shouldn't. They shouldn't. Why? You'll see in a minute. Not a coil, worse than that. Oh Dilma Loshna. Or maybe, what's the difference? Why not? Tashma. The Tanya, we have a Brisa. Hamagarish es ishto. Lo tinase b'shchunaso. They shouldn't be in the same neighborhood. Yeah. Why not? Says Rashi in the bottom. Lefisha makira, because you recognize Burmizosav, Vikritzosav. You recognize all her winking and all her hand movements. Shema yaval de'avera. That could lead to something. Right? You once loved her. Right? Once upon a time. Whatever happened after that, it happened. But at one point you did. So you never know. Shouldn't... V'im haya kohen, and if you're a kohen, she's even worse. Yeah, then lo tadur ima b'mavui. You can't even be the same mavui, which is a bigger area. Im haya kfar cotton. If it was about a small town, zeh haya ma'isa v'amru kfar cotton nidon kishchuna. A kfar kotz is like a neighborhood, meaning like a chatzar. Mi nidche b'bnei mi. So who has to move out? You hear this? Tashma, Tanya.
Who owns the house?
He nidche es mipanav. She has to leave. V'ein hu nidche miponeha. He doesn't have to leave. V'im ha'is a chatzar shala. What if she owns the property? Then hu nidche miponeha. Then he has to leave. Ibailahu ha'is a chatzar. What?
It's not like that anymore.
No. What if they both own it? So Toshma, he nidches mipanav. One second, we just said that she has to leave. So b'maya skina, what's that case? Ilema b'chatzer shalo. If he owns it, so pshita, of course she has to leave. It's his house. Ela b'chatzer shalo, but it's her house. For Tanya, im ha'is chatzer shalo, who nidches mipanav? Then he has to leave. Obviously, they both own it. Ella, Lav, Kiai Gavna, they both own it, and therefore we said she has to leave. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma may be the Agar Megar. Maybe they're both renting it. Mehavi Allah, so what's the bottom line? Tashma, it's a Pasuk in. Where's this Pasuk? It's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, Hine Hashem, Metal Telecha, Tal Tala, Gavar. There's nothing to do with this, but Vamarav, Teltule de Gavra, Kashin Miditza. The movements of a man are harder than a woman. Therefore, a woman has to leave. If they're renting it or they own it together.
It's very hard anyway.
Yeah. Now that we said that halacha, now we have a similar halacha about what a couple that was previously married cannot do, which is come to court together over an issue. Tana Rabbanan, lo v'haymenu minichse aviha, if she lent him money from her father's estate, so she lent him money, eno nifras ella al yedei achar, he should only pay her back through another person. Amar of Sheshes.
What is to avoid personal contact?
Exactly. V'asu l'kaman l'dina, and if they come to din, lo mastikinan lehu, we don't pay attention to them. We don't put them on the calendar. They don't get on the docket. We're not going to hear that case. Rav Papa Amar, not only that, Shamuti Mishamtin Aluhu. We put them in Cherim. Rav Huda Berit Rav Shua Amar, even worse, Nagude Nami Magdin Aluhu.
Get back together again.
What?
Maybe they'll get back together again.
We don't think that.
No, why not?
I don't know.
Not the worst thing in the world that he remarries his wife.
That's a good thing.
For her.
Yeah, for both of them.
I don't know if
it's Amar of Nachman, yeah. Tana be'Evel Rabasi. We learned in Evel Rabasi, right? What's Evel Rabasi? So Rashi says it's Masechta. It's called Masechta Smachos, which is a Masechta about Avelos. It says in there that Shenis Garshim and Hanasuin. That's only true if you had divorced from the Suin. Aval Kishenis Garshim and Aresin. If all you had, if all you didn't have, was Aresin. If all you had was Arison, so you were never intimate with her. So you don't have that same relationship. Then, Nifras HaDei Atma, then you can come to court together. Both, yeah, Shein Libo Gaspa. You have no relationship with her, really. Right? Hahu Aras V'Arusa, so there was once an Aras and an Arusa. The Asher L'Kamei de Rava, they came to Rava. Yosef Rav Adar Bar Masna Kamei, Rav Adar Masna was sitting there. Uki Rava Shluche Ben Tayu. Rava put like another guy there.
In between them.
Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masna, Amar of Nachman, Tana Be'Evel Rabasi. But we learned in Evel Rabasi that if you're just engaged, then you don't need to do that.
You see that they are familiar with.
So Amalei, well, Kachaziran, Dekai, I see by Dadi. But I see they're very familiar with each other. Yeah. It's a little too friendly. Ikad Amri, others have the same din in the opposite version. Lo Uki Rav Shlicha Ben Tayu. Rav didn't do it. He didn't put somebody there. Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masna, Nekamar Shlicha Ben Tayu. Why don't you put somebody there?
Yeah,
so Amalei, Amar of Nachin, Tana Be'Evel Rabasi, because it says you only have to do that. You don't have to do that if they're only engaged. Amalei, Hani Mili Hecha De Lo Gaisi Ba'Adadi. That's only if they're not familiar with each other.
What
not,
if they are?
Aval Ha Kani Kachazina Luhu De Gaisi Ba'Adadi. But I see over here they're a little too hamish with each other, right? A little too friendly. Okay.
Actually, this is not such a big Gemara.
No. Okay?
Yeah.
Good? Next Mishnah. The Elu Ne'emanin Lehayid Begodlan. These are the following things you can testify about when you're an adult. Masha Ra'u Bikutnan. What you saw when you were a child. When you were a child. All of these, everything on this list we're going to learn is a Durabanan.
There's no deraisa about a father's signature. I mean,
you know,
there's no deraisa on any of this.
Correct. Neman Adam Lomer, a person's believed to say when he's 20 years old. When I was 8 years old, Zek Sav Yado Shal Abba. That's my father's signature. Zek Sav Yado Shal Rabbi. That's my Rabbi's signature. Zek Sav Yado Shal Achi. That's my brother's signature. That's case number one. Case number two. Zachar, I remember Hayisi Biplonis, I remember what's her name, right? She yatza bihinuma. She went out with a hinuma, the isha verosha perua, and her head was uncovered. In other words, when she, I remember her wedding. I remember when she got married. I was a little kid, but I remember the wedding, and I remember that she was a basula because she had the wedding trappings of a basula. That's case number two. Number three, v'shehaya ish ploni yotza mibeis hasefer litbol v'lechal betruma. I remember we were in yeshiva, we were in class together in elementary school, and the father came to take his son out of the yeshiva to go take him to the mikveh
so they could eat truma.
And but this whole story is every line in this part is important. And v'shayicholik imo al hagorin, and they went online. They go went online to pick up the truma. I remember that happened. Number four, the makom hazeh beis hapras. Makom Hazeh was a Beit HaPras. It was a suspected field that has Tumah in there, Midrabanan. And number five, Ad Kan Hayinu Bo'in B'Shabbos. This was the Tchum on Shabbos. Right here. This was the, I remember when I was a little kid, this was the Tchum. Aval Ein Adam Ne'eman Lomer, a person's not believed to say, Derech Hayel Leploni B'Makom Hazeh. I'm not sure what this means. This was the path. This was the what's it called? The path in that place.
It's a right of way. It's not
because it's a right of way. Why? Right. The key is because then you're actually taking a position in terms of someone's money. That's the problem. You're not allowed to do that. Or now this one. Maimad umispad hayalaploni makom hazeh. This was where we stopped to give a hasbid at this in this place for such and such a person. So what's the halachic significance of that?
He says because it's a field, we didn't know if there was anybody buried in the field.
It's not a base of pras. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah had five cases where you do believe a guy to say, when I was a kid, I'll tell you the following. So Amr Vihuna Breda Vishua, Vihu, that's as long as she is Gadol Imo. It's only if it's a Gadol also with you. I'm not going to believe one in anyway. So you need two aids no matter what. Now, Utsricha. Now, you need both cases. What's both cases? Really, the first case. The case of the signature, the Mishnah had three cases. A father, a brother, and a father, a Rebbe, and a brother.
This is regarding the handwriting.
Utsricha, okay. You need all three. Di Ashmi'inan, Aviv. If you only told me the father, Mishom, the Shchiach Kabei. He lived in there. His father's signature. Ava of Rabbalah, not his Rebbe. Vi Ashmi'inan, Rebbe. If you only would have said the case of the Rebbe, Mishom, the Islay, Imte, the Rabbe. Because he had a pachad, a mora, a reverence for his Rebbe. Aval Aviv Lo, not his father.
As long as he was a, what does it all have to do with anything?
Therefore, you're never going to lie. Therefore, you're not going to lie.
About it.
Not going to lie about it. So we know when he saw that signature.
Lie about it? What do you recognize?
No, when he saw that signature, that's his signature. It's an etched in his mind because he has such a reverence for his Rebbe. Not for a father. If you would have only told me those two, Aviv the Shchiach Kabe, father because you lived there, V'Rabo the Ispei Emse, for a Rebbe you have a reverence, Aval Achiv but a brother, the Lesle Loha V'Loha Emalo, but I would say not a brother. Kamash Malan, but Kivon the Kiyim Shtaris the Rabbanon, since Kiyim Shtaris is only the Rabbanon, Hemnuhu Rabbanon Kibir Rabbanon, the Rabbanon allowed a Rabbanon situation, says Rashi. Hemnu Rabbanon b'Drabbanon b'Davar Shumi Divrehem Heminu ve'Einze Oker Davar Min HaTorah. This is not considered a case of being Oker Soik from the Torah. Heim Amru ve'Heim Amru Heim Hitzrichu Kiyim Edus Ve'Heim Mishchiru Bo as Elu. The rabbis made up a din of Kiyim Edus, and then the rabbi said, and the kid can say, when he's an adult, what happened when he was younger? Says the Ritva. So one second. If a brother is believed, you believe to say about your brother's signature. I remember that. I remember his signature. What?
Should we call the phone?
That what? No. The Ritva says, then why is the brother different than any person in the world? Because there's nothing special about him. The Gemara said, a father is something special. A brother, a Rebbe is something special. What about a brother who's not special in any way? Also you believe him, says the Ritva. Then you believe in anybody in the world. Then anybody's signature, you can...
Brother.
What?
I lived with my brother for years.
The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara said, you don't have that Mila. You have no Mila.
But that's the answer.
But you have no Mila. The Gemara said, black and white, there's no Mila by a brother. So why is it mentioned? To tell you that even a brother's signature, says the Ritva, there's no Mila by a brother than have it any man in the world. Correct. And there's no difference. So others say, no, a brother maybe is different, even though the Gemara said that. So Machlokas has been shown him. But he makes, the Ritva does make a good point. Okay. Next. Zachar Ha'isi Biplonis Shiatza Bihinuma Virosha Perua. I remember about what's her name? I remember that wedding. And she was wearing and she was dressed like a kala basula. We believe her. My time, why? Kivan derov nashim basulos nisuos. Since most women
get married as virgins.
And get married as basulas. And most weddings in the world that take place are first weddings, right? Most of them. Gili milsa ba'almahu.
All invitations
that they
say
basula. No.
I don't know why they do.
But no, the point is, it's not a second marriage.
Right.
Most marriages are first marriages.
Yeah.
Right? So gili milsa ba'almahu.
Yeah.
It's only called a gili milsa. So what exactly is a gili milsa? Right? Yeah. What's a gili milsa as opposed to eidah? What's the difference? If someone says, is that street a one-way street or a two-way street? So some 10-year-old kid says, no, that's a one-way street. That's Eidus? That Eidus? He's telling you, I happen to know. That's a one-way street. Don't go the other one. It's a one-way street. That's a status of Eidus. No, it's called a Gili Milsi. He's just telling you, you can find it out yourself. That's what we're talking about here. Right? Vishayi ish ploni yotzei beis ha-sefer, lito lechol betruva. Listen to this one. I remember, right, when I was a kid, I was sitting in the yeshiva, and his father came, took him out of class, and he took him to the mikvah, to Tevelim, to Ikiri Truma. Says the Gemara, V'dilma Eved Kohen Hu. Maybe he was the Eved of a Kohen. How do you know he was the son? I remember, they took the kid out. So, Messiah Leil Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this supports Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Dhamma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Aser La'adam Shil Madis Avdo Torah. You have not allowed to teach your Eved Torah. So there's no way that the father of this man was paying tuition for his Eved to go to Yeshiva.
Eved Ivri,
Eved Kanani.
It's just Eved Kanani?
Yeah.
Has to be.
And Eved Ivri doesn't...
You have to mala him, you have to do all the things to make him Jewish, so...
But he's not Jewish.
Well, yeah.
He does business like a woman.
Yeah.
So,
seven mitzvahs.
No, that's seven, like a woman.
A woman, okay.
Right? He's not allowed to turn light on Shabbos.
Right.
So, but you would never send him to yeshiva like that. Like a regular kid, he wouldn't do it. Not allowed to do it. Velo, you're not allowed to do that. I have a tanya, but we learned. It's a funny situation in Eved Kanani. Because one of the Achronim points out, oh, we'll get to that in another bit. Vatanya, lo v'haymenu rabo, let's say the Rebbe lent him money, right? Or he lent the Rebbe money? He lent the master money. Is that the case?
Yeah.
He lent the master money. Osha Asarabo apotropis, or the master appointed him to be an apotropis. Osha Niach Tfilin Bifne Rabo, or he wore Tfilin in front of his Rebbe.
According to this, he didn't borrow for the Rebbe. The master borrowed him money.
What does it mean, the master lent him money?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Fine, it doesn't make a difference. All these things are, which women don't do that. So all these things are things that free people do. All these things are like a little bit, you don't lend money to your slave, right? You lend money to free people. You don't appoint the slave, the executor of your whole state, right? Oh, or Shakara Shlosha Psukha Besakneses, or he got up and he gave a Dvar Torah in Shul, right? Now the slaves will do that. Harezeh lo yotzeh l'cheiruth. It's not a raya. It's not a raya. He doesn't go free from that. Why? Because just because he did a funny thing, it doesn't mean that he's free. But one of the things he did was he gave it to Vatara. That's what he just told me he can't learn Torah.
Right.
So Hasam. Now over there, the Ikri Evan Midaito. Yeah, the Evan picked up a sefer instead of learning it.
Acted on his own.
Yeah. Ki Amrin and Ki Kamrin and Ka Nag by Minak Banim. But the father's gonna go register him into yeshiva and tuition and all that stuff and go to the dinner for the Evan, the little boy Evan. That's not gonna happen. The father doesn't treat the Evan like that, like he's his son. He could pick up a book and read it 100%. Okay. Litbal v'lechal b'truma. It's not going to eat truma. How can he testify about that? The answer is it was truma derabanan. V'shahaya cholek imo ala goren. Right? But then the guy says, when I was a little kid,
I remember
they went to the goren. Right? They went to the goren to wait online. So v'dilma eved kohen who? Maybe he was an eved that went online. Same question. So Tanan.
Oh, he was the eved of a kohen.
I just said that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Tanan, kid Amar, Tanan, kid Amar, ain chok and truma le eved. We don't give truma to an eved.
Right.
Ella im kain rabo imo, unless the master's there. So if this guy shows up, hey, can I have my truma? So who are you? What's his name? The eved. No, we don't give you. Then why don't we give you? Because the people are going to think you're free. Right? So if the master, if you bring your master down here, then we'll give you. Titania, ein chol ken truma le'eved, ela im kein rabo imo. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Let's read the story. Rebbe Yossi Omar, yachol hu shi Omar, he's allowed to say, im kohen ani, if I'm a kohen, tenuli b'shvil atzmi. I'm entitled in my own right. V'im eved kohen ani, and if I'm an eved kohen, tenuli b'shvil rabbi. Give me on behalf of my master.
That makes absolutely no sense.
What?
He can't be a
Kohen.
He's an Eved.
No, his point is that Rabbi Yossi holds, an Eved's allowed to get at the Goren. An Eved's allowed to. Why?
Is that a Truma?
Yeah. How? He's allowed to get in line and get Truma. Why?
Because he's the
Eved. He's an Eved. I'm allowed to eat Truma. He's allowed to eat Truma, an Eved.
An
Eved of a
Kohen.
Of a Kohen. It's Kinyan Kaspo.
Guess what? I've been doing this for 20 years. My master just freed me last week.
Okay, so then he has to prove it. So Rabbi Yossi, not worried about that. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. One second. Rabbi Yossi Omar Yachal Hu Jehova Im Kohen Tenuli B'Shvil Atzmi V'Yom Eved Kohen Hu Ani Tenuli B'Shvil Rebbe. Right? Now, our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? That doesn't happen. Right? Because he said, no, he was in the Yeshiva, they took him out of class. Right? All these, they waited online. So our Mishnah held like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So the Gemara says, Bimkomo shel Rabbi Yehuda, in the town of Rabbi Yehuda, Hayamailin Truma Liyuchsin. If somebody went online that got Truma, then you could take that to the bank that he was a bona fide Kohen, you could marry him. Or a Kohen, but a Kohen could marry anybody that had that Mila. Right? Bimkom, what I mean to say is, a Kohen could marry, that this person could marry any woman who a Kohen's allowed to marry. Right? And he can't marry anyone who a Kohen's not allowed to marry. So, I'm not really a Kohen. I can marry that Gerusha. No. Once you wait online by the Goren store, you're a Kohen. Bimkomo shel Rabbi Yossi, lo yamailin b'truma liyuchsin. We wouldn't do it. Why? Exactly Mati's point. The fact that you waited online proves nothing. Because you could be an Eved. How are you going to prove that he's really a Kohen? Figure out some way. But eating truma, not a raya. Waiting online, not a raya. Tanya, Amar Belazar, Rabbi Yossi, Miyamai, Lohe Adati. In my whole life, it never happened. Right? I never had to worry about this. Pamachas, one time, He Adati, it came up. Vehelu Eved Likahuna Alpi. And based on this, I made the guy into an Eved, I made the guy into a Kohen. I made the guy into a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Helu Sechel Felkadaydach? One second. You made the guy into a Kohen, and well, he wasn't really a Kohen. He was really an Eved. But Rabbi Yossi said, I was consistent. The Shita is that if you wait online, I say you're right. So, Hashta, one second. When it comes to behemoths of a tzaddik, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevi Takal Al Yada, Hashem doesn't let anything bad happen. Tzaddikim Atzvim Lo Kolshkein. What about a tzaddik himself? For sure. Ella, the answer is no. Bikshu Lahalos Eved Lakun Alpi. They wanted to. They were about to do it, and then all of a sudden they realize that they're making a mistake. Now the Gemara says, How could that happen? Chaza ba'asrei de Rabbi Yossi. It was in Rabbi Yossi's town. Va'azel va'athe ba'asrei de Rabbi Yehuda. But the Edom were from Rabbi Yehuda's town. So they didn't know the halacha. Right? Okay. That they didn't know the halacha. In their town, it was different. Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Next, Mishnah. Shahamakom hazeh beis hapras hu. This place is a beis hapras. Right? What's a beis hapras? A beis hapras is a place where... What? It's a plowed over field. And there's some rumor someone once, some old timer once said, I think there was a cemetery over here. Right? So you have to be choshesh. So the answer is a little bit choshesh. Not really. My timer. What's the reason that we believe a boy, a man to say, when I was a kid, this was known as a beis hapras? Why? Beis hapras derabanan. A beis hapras is a derabanan. Damar v'yudah mashmul, menafeach adam, beis hapras v'holech. A guy can walk in a beis hapras and blow while he's walking. So if it's taka true, that there's a bone or something, he'll just see it. Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Menafeach adam beis hapras. You see it? It's a little bit above where we are. V'somech al kach. You somech on the blowing. She'im yeish etem. If you see a stone, if there is a bone there, ra'u, you'll see it. Afagav demal lochashinon. And we're not worried about ohel. Why are we not worried about ohel? The ain etem kisaora metame ba'ohel. There's no such an etem kisaora is not metame ba'ohel. In other words, you're not going to have to worry about ohel. Ad de'ika shedra, unless you have a spine, or golgoles, shlema, or a complete head, or rov binyan, or rov minyan, or the majority of the size of a person, or the majority of the bones. You're not worried about that in the base of pras. Why? Because it was plowed over and it's all been chopped up. So you're not going to worry about that. And you go to a real cemetery, of course you have that. You don't have that over here in the base of pras. So what's the only issue? The only issue is you're going to touch it. Don't worry about that. It's a blow, you won't touch it. Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishmeta Rav Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras Shenidosh Tahar. He holds if a Beis HaPras is plowed over, the whole thing is tahar. My time, why? Because efsher etzem kisaora shalonidash biregel. It's impossible if they did that that you're going to step on it.
It was already trodden down.
You don't have to worry about it. Now there's ad kan hayinu tchum b'shabes. Until here was the tchum. How can we believe him? Because Kasavar tchum in derabanan. Tchum is only in derabanan. So if it's in derabanan, we'll believe him. Now then we said the ein neman lomar derech hayulaploni b'makom hazeh maimar umispar hayulaploni b'makom hazeh. We don't believe any of that. This was where his property ended. This was where we maspid him because his property. My time of why afuke memona lomafkinan. To take money away from someone else, that we don't do on the basis of testimony that you're saying now when you're adult, when you were a kid.
Civil matters.
Tana Rabbanan, Abraisha says like this, Nemon atinok lomer, a boy believed to say, he's an adult now. When I was a kid, kach amali abba, so my father told me, it's pure hearsay, so my father told me, right? Mishpacha zu tahora, mishpacha zu temeya. This family is good, that family is no good. Don't stay away from them, right? Tahora, Tahora Temeya, what do you mean Tahora and Temeya? Ella, Mishpacha Zu Kshera, Mishpacha Zu Psula. You hear? That's what he meant, that's what he meant to say.
This is to marry a Kohen, I imagine.
Correct. Now he's going to make a statement which is very cryptic. Ukishachalnu Bikitsatsa. Shall base ploni uploni. And we ate the kitzatza in so-and-so's house. What does that mean? We'll see in a few minutes. V'hashayinu molichim chala. And when we took chala, umatanos, of presents, leploni kohen, al yedei atzmo, al v'lo yedei acher. We did it ourselves, we didn't do it with someone else. Okay? V'kulon, all this, im ha yeovid kochavim v'nizgayer, eved v'nishtachmer, ein nemonim. But we don't believe that when I used to be a guy, I'll tell you what happened. We went to his house. He's a kohen. That we don't believe. We also don't believe him to say this is the path, right? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omar ne'amonim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch says no. We do believe them. Now what's he talking about? Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Ahaya. What was he going on? We just had two statements. We don't believe a ger or an eved that was freed about family, and we don't believe them about the property line. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says, no, we do believe them. Oh, about which one? Ilem Asefa. If you want to tell me something Seifa, what's the Seifa? The Seifa is the case with the property line. Afukim Emonahu. Of course we don't believe them. Ella Aresha. No, and the first one, the one about the family. Right? So, V'kulam imhay avgachavim v'nizkayer, Eved v'shichmer, ein nemonim. We don't believe them. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, nemonim. We do believe them. So, but Mike, what are they arguing about? Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch say, yes, we do believe in a ger, and now he's Jewish? When I used to be a guy, I remember I lived next door to this guy, and he was a Kohen. He told me, yeah. We don't believe that. He says, no, we do believe that. What's going on? Tanakama Savar, Kiva de Ovikachavim, who, since he was a guy, Loha Yadayak. He wasn't particular, he wasn't interested in all the nuances. He was a guy. Sometimes you know how guy and talk, they have no clue. They can live in New York City, they can live in Borough Park, and they have no clue. No, they have no clue.
About
Yiddishkeit, about deep details. Yeah, they know they wear a yarmulke. They don't know the details. If you tell them, you know, something, they don't know.
We had a Shabbos guy who knew more about Shabbos than any Jew.
I know, but the Gemara talks in terms of generalities. Yeah. The generalities are they don't know anything.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch said, no, well, kivan de daiti lagure, what do you mean? Since he has the stirrings of becoming a ger, so major kudag, of course, he's very interested. What's going on over there? I want to be one of these people. He's so particular, so interested. Now, my kitzatza, what was that story of kitzatza? Tana Rabbanan, ketzat kitzatza, what does that mean, kitzatza? Echad ben Achin. A brother gets married, Shinasa Isha, she marries a woman, one of the brothers marries a woman, Sheinu Ganeslo. She's not a proper woman. For whatever reason. Bom b'nei mishpacha, the whole family comes, Umevi and Chavis Malaya Peros, they bring a barrel full of wine, Vishovrin Oso Be'emtza Rechava, they break, full of what?
Fruit.
I'm sorry, full of fruit, Vishovrin Oso Be'emtza Rechava, they break in the middle of the street, and isn't that the Baltashas? What are they doing here? The Omer, when they say like this, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, listen up, everybody. Shimu Achinu, listen up. Ploni Nasa Isha Sheinu Hugenis. What's his name? Married a girl that he shouldn't have married. Umis Yarim Anu, we're afraid. Shema Yisarev Zaro Bizarenu. What's going to happen in 25 years from now? The kids, and they're going to want to marry my kids. So Ba'u Chulachem Dugma Ludoros. Let's make a Dugma means an example. Right, I don't know what it means exactly.
A sign.
Shlo yis zaro bizarenu. They shouldn't have intermingling. Vizuhi ktsata shatinok neman lehedalov. And that's what the kid said. When I was a little kid, we had this ceremony.
Yeah.
Right, we did this.
This was a party actually that they made.
A party.
Would you believe it?
All right. Hajinalach isha nis armala. Hajinalach isha nis armala.